Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 20th, 2020. This is Live Talk. I am Kips Dube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about human rights and peaceful protests as Americans mark Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
To join this discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilo shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can visit us at, for English, www.voazimbabwe.com. For Shona, www.voashona.com. And for Ndebele, www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about human rights and peaceful protests as the world remembers Martin Luther King Jr.
Martin Luther King Jr. rose to prominence in the mid-1950s when he led the successful drive to desegregate public buses in Montgomery County in Alabama, forcing the city to end its practice of segregating black passengers. He organized protests throughout the 1950s and 1960s against segregation in the struggle for black equality and voting rights.
King used a strategy of nonviolent protests as an alternative to armed uprising. He was inspired by the teachings of Indian leader Mahatma Gandhi. The movement was tested in places like Birmingham, Alabama, where police used dogs and fire hoses to disperse protesting school children, and in Selma, Alabama, where a 1965 march is remembered as Bloody Sunday because police attacked protesters.
And King's famous I Have a Dream speech launched what had been a mostly black Southern movement into a nationwide civil rights campaign. By August 1963, the push for equality had grown significantly across the country, and 250,000 people, black and white, traveled to the nation's capital here in Washington, D.C. to participate in the March on Washington. The protest was peaceful with no arrests.
The civil rights movement came to a peak in 1964 when President Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act, outlawing racial segregation in public places, and King won the Nobel Peace Prize. The following year, the Voting Rights Act banned practices that were used to keep blacks from participating in elections.
On April the 4th, 1968, King was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee, where he was supporting striking sanitation workers. King, who was 39 when he died, gave a speech the night before his death that foreshadows his assassination. He said, quote, "And I have seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get there," end quote.
As we are talking about the impact of King's life and legacy, some students today in Zimbabwe's second largest city, Bulawayo, staged a peaceful protest over the deteriorating situation in schools. Njube High School students are demanding quick government action in fixing the education sector. Yebogambe Zulugandaba, linjani lapha khona endaweni zonke ezijene zomhlaba. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngempilo kaMartin Luther King. Liyamkhumbula sibili Martin Luther King owayekhonapha-ke kwele Melika. Wabulawa ngo-1968. Ebulawele ukuthi wayezama ukuthi abantu abamnyama labamhlophe baphile ndawonye. Njalo ezama lokuthi phela kungabi lobandululo olwenziwa ezitaladini kumbe ngithi emgwaqweni. So-ke lamhla i-Martin Luther Day ngapha kwele Melika. Siyakwazi ukuthi umhlaba wonke uyazazi, uyakwazi ukusenziwa uMartin Luther King. Usebenza kakhulu, sebenzelana labanye bakhe ngama-1950s, kwaze kuya lama-1960s. Belwisana nakhona oku-ke ukuthi umuntu omnyama aziwe njengomuntu sibili. Siyakwazi ukuthi wasebenzisa okuyinto okukodwa nje kuphela ukuthi hayi phela nxa senza lokhu akumelanga silwe labantu, sibadubula kumbe sisenza konke khonokho. Wathi-ke hayi okumele bekwenze yikuthi-ke abantu batshengisele ngokuthula. Sikhuluma nje lamhlanje bekulokutshengisela kwabulawayo. Abantwana besikolo enjube khona ngale baphumile sebangena emgwaqweni betshengisela besithi-ke okwenzakala ezikolo kungani kubi kakhulu. Sikhuluma nje-ke kukhanya kulombalisi oyedwa osedingwa ngamapholisa abathi nguye owenza ukuthi abantwana laba benze konke lokho. Kodwa-ke sifuna ukwazi ukuthi lina ngokubona kwenu ndibona ngazani khonoko ke okwakusenziwa nguMartin Luther King Jr. Kungani kwalibamba njani njengabantu kwele Zimbabwe? Asixoxeni zulu kandaba. Pablas.
Aiwa kuneyawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa nhasi kuno kuAmerica izuva rinozikanwa iro sezuva raDr. Martin Luther King. Dr. King vairwira kodzero dzevanhu vatema imo muno muAmerica asi vakazozikanwa pasi rose nemabasa avanga vari kuita. Vakazowanikwa ivo vachiurayiwa musi waApril 4, 1968. Apo vakange varivo pakubatsira vamwe vanga vari kuratidzira vari kuMemphis, Tennessee rimwe guta remuno muAmerica. Asi zuva ranhasi hatisi kutarisa chete zviri kuitika imo muno muAmerica, tiri kutarisa zvakare kuti mangwana bato reMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa yawanikwa iyo ichipuwa mvumo yekuti vaenderere mberi nekunzwa zvinyorwa zvemutungamiri webato ravo vaNelson Chamisa vari kuti iwo Vision 2020 Soma 2020. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa tichitarisa zvakare kuti nhasi taona muguta reBulawayo vana vechikoro chepanzvimbo Jube high school vachiwanikwa ivo vachiratidzira vachiti ivo vanga vasiri kufara nemabatirwo avari kuitwa kuzvikoro kukwira kuri kuita mitengo yemaschool fees uyezve vanga vachichema chema ivo vachiti maticha haasi kuuya kuchikoro nekuti havasi kubhadharwa nezvimwe zvakadaro. Asi tisati taenda kunyaya yezvanga zviri kuitika kunjube high school, regai timbonzwa muzvinafundo Dr. Moses Rumano vari muno muAmerica vachitaura ivo kuti zuva iri raDr. Martin Luther King rakakosha sei kuvanhu vatema nyanya pasi rose.
Zuva iri rakakosha chaizvo kunyanya nyanya kune vanhu vatema muno muAmerica uye nepasi rese. Zvinongopawo tariro uye neushingi kuti vanhu vanofanira kuti vashande zvakasimba kuti vaone kodzero dzavo, kunyanya nyanya vanenge vakadzvinyirirwa. Mashoko akanyanya kutaura anokosha ndeyekuti vanhu ngavarege kurwisana kana kukakavadzana kune kuchida kuita kana kuratidzira. Ngatiratidzirei murunyararo uye kuti vanhu vakwanise kuzoona zvinangwa zvinenge zvichida kuti zvibude pachena. Pasi rese rinodzidza kuti Dr. Martin Luther King wanga wakamirira chokwadi, chokwadi chevanhu vakanga vakadzvinyirirwa vatema, vakanga vasina kodzero dzekuti vakwanise kuvhota uye vakanga vasina makodzero sevanhu vairarama munyika yeAmerica. Zvinova zvinotibatsira kuti pasi rese vanhu vanenge vachishandira kodzero dzevanhu havafaniri bakuva vachirwisana, nekuti pakatanga kurwisana nehondo hazvizofambe zvakanakaba. Asi kunyararo vanenge vachirwira kodzero dzevanhu vanokwanisa kubudirira zvinhu zvichiita zvakanaka. Vanhu veZimbabwe vanofanira kudzidza kuti kana tichiratidzira ngatiratidzirei murunyararo, tisingatibakana pakauya mapurisa kana masoja toda kuedza kurwisana navo. Ava vanhu vanenge vane zvombo. Ndozvaiitikawo panguva yaDr. Martin Luther King Jr. muno muAmerica. Wairohwa nemapurisa achiitwa zvese zvakanga vachiita, asi iwo waisadzodzeraba nekurwisawo. Waingoramba wachidzotsera hawo iwe murunyararo wachiti ngatirambidzei tichitaura zvinangwa zvavanomiririra. Nekuti pakaita kurwisana kwemapato anopikisana hazvizofambe zvakanaka ba, zvinoreva kuti vanhu vanenge vasina bazvombo vanokuwadzwa uye vanoparadzwa.
Aiwa, apo tiri kunzwa isu kubva kuna Dr. Moses Rumano vanowanikwa ivo vari muzvinafundo imo muno muAmerica kuOhio kuMalone University. Regai tinzwe zvanga zviri kuitika kuBulawayo nhasi panyaya yevana vechidiki vepahigh school yekunjube high school kuBulawayo pavanga vari kuratidzira ivo vachitarizawo kodzero dzavo dzekuti vawane dzidzo.
If there are issues, let us not start by going to the streets.
Kana paine zvichemo zvamunenge munazvo, ngatiregei kutanga taita zvokupinda mumugwagwa nekuti zvinoshatisa chimiro chechikoro chenyu. Kutaura kwandiri kuita kudai, ndinoziva kuti inzwi renyu ranzika sezvamanga muchida, asi zvakadaro chimiro chenyu chakanganisika. Tine nzira dzedu dzekuti vanhu vataure nadzo, ngatidzishandisei kuti titaure zvinenge zvichitinetsa.
Isu tiri kutirwadza sevabereki, tobhadhara mari iyoyo bati kumba tosara tisina kana chekudya. Zvese kumaprimary mari yakakwira ma380 kubva kuma$36 chienda kuma380. Kana kuri 400 equivalent to marands, i400 rands ka. Haisi tiri kukumbira kuti government igadzirise nekuti vanhu havasi kuhora.
tikatarisa kutanga kwaitwa zvikoro kusvikira nhasi, zvikoro zvizhinji zvekumaruwa zvatakataura nazvo hapana dzidzo yanga ichipiwa kuvana, pakurirwa kuvana, nekuti varairidzi vanga vasiko kana kuti pavanga varipo vanga vachiri kungogarawo zvavo vasina zvavari kuita, kuri kungotya kuti vakarika kuuya vangasvike pakushungurudzwa. Totarisawo mumadhorobha marairidzi vazhinji vari kungosvikawo vachingozvigarira nenyaya yekutya kushunguruku yekutya kudzikwa mabasa aya nehurumende, vanenge vangoripo vakagara zvavo. Zvinhu zvikaramba zvakaenderera mberi sezvimamiriro azvakaita zvichakonzera kuti vana vedu varida kugarira bvunzo vawedzere kufoira zvakanyanya kudarika mafoiriro aitwa gore rapfuura. Tichikurudzira hurumende kuti dai yapindira nekukasika yapa madzidzisi mari inotenga.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa mazwi akasiyana vachitaura ivo maonero avo zvanga zvichiitika nhasi kunjube High School muBulawayo, apo vana vechidiki vawanikwa ivo vadzidzi vepachikoro apa vawanikwa vachiratidzira vachiti ivo vanga vasiri kufara nekutyorwa kwekodzero dzavo. Sezvatataura kuti nhasi tiri kutaura nyaya yekodzero, saka kodzero dzinogona kutyorwa pakudzidza, pane zvematongerwo enyika, pakodzero kana dzemumba nezvinhu zvakasiyana siyana. Saka ndozvatiri kutaura ipo pano nhasi tichitaura isu pamusoro pezuva raDr. Martin Luther King MLK Day iro riri kurangarirwa imo muno muAmerica pari zvino nhasi muno muAmerica izororo. Asi tinoziva kuti pasi rose rakatarisa iro zuva ranhasi kuti rinorevei nyanya panyaya idzodzi dzekodzero. Saka kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa, nyorai nhamba dzenyu ipo pano paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona tigowanikwa isu tichikufonerai makaisa zvakare nemacode numbers enyu.
Yes, rokandaba esikwenza lomhla ke siyaliphakulela khona ukuthi iDr. Martin Luther King Day ngapha eMelika kambe ngabe sichona emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Njalo lezenzo zakhe ayizenza uDr. Martin Luther King kungabe kusijona. Siyabona njalo kulabantu asebengenile lapha ke emsakazweni kumbe kithi ku Facebook page yethu. Silomnumzana uKhoselihle Mbiba Ndlovu uthi ye basakazi siyalamke siyathaba ukuthi liyasethulela esikufisayo. Kuzobuya Lord Joyce Mafios la uthi ya nami ngiyathaba ukuthi sengikhona khonapha. Kuzobuya njalo uthando lwenkosi Nzuza logumbo Blessed lo Pressure Nzuza labo bathi hayi sikhona lo Gabriel Espanda la uthi ngikhona kodwa ngisebuswana. Sibone njalo ubakha Chizani Kolokwe uthi lami ngikhona babadube Nesisa Dube kunjani lapho khona khona ngapho. Ye sizokuthiwa ke now we are joined by our first guest and that is Mr. Michael Ndweni. He is a political and economic commentator. Mr. Ndweni, good evening and welcome to the program.
Hey, good evening, Gibbs. Thank you so much for having me into the program.
Yes, give us your insight of, you know, Dr. Martin Luther's impact on you as a person and maybe Zimbabweans as well and the world over. Just briefly, less than 2 minutes.
Yeah, thank you so much. For me, Martin Luther King resembles peaceful ways to express your displeasure about actions perhaps of the state without using any violence. For me, it is a symbol of the ability to express yourself without carrying a stone, without throwing a stone, without using a weapon, but using the word, using the actions that are not harmful to the next person, but that demonstrate the resolve to get things sorted, to get people enjoying their civil rights. He is something that I can believe that can be emulated. Sadly, he was assassinated, prematurely, but for me, really, he shows that people can act, people can communicate their message, people can stand what they believe is right without using any whatsoever violence peacefully, but be listened to, but change things as we saw by his actions.
Yeah, kodwa ke kuwe kungabe kusijoni labantu nje jikelele ngesintu babantu wena.
Yeah, yimi uMartin Luther King utshengisela ukuzithemba njengomuntu, unginika amandla ukuthi ngibe lethemba lokuthi izinto zingalungiswa ngisebenzisa ukukhuluma, ngitshengisela ukuthi lami ngingumuntu ngilelungelo kakhulu ngangikhangele khona apha kithi eZimbabwe, ngilelungelo elibhaliwe kusekelo sombuso engivumela ukuthi ngikhulume engingazalani lakho njengomuntu weZimbabwe, ngilamalungelo esithi ama-7 important rights ukuthi ngiphatheke ngikhulume sibili ngingesabi kunganani lokuthi kungenzakalani ekugcineni, kodwa-ke ngisazi ukuthi ngile right to life ngilelo lokuthi ngiphile once ukukhuluma ngizi-expresse ngitsho ukuthi into ezinje kazenzi ziyangihlukumeza kumbe zihlukumeza ilungelo lomuntu oseceleni kwami. So ngumuntu ongitshengisa ukuthi izinto zingalungiswa nxa ngithe ngasukuma ngaba ngakhuluma, kungalani lokuthi ubani uphethe amatshe okungijikijela, amabhembe okungisika kumbe ngumbhobho okungidubula.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu Sibili. Bamba khonapho-ke, we wish to play a video of Martin Luther King Jr. Just hold on there, Mr. Ndweni. We are going straight into that video. We are still waiting for the video. I think it's coming shortly. So our producer is trying to put it now.
Meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. When all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the
That is the famous speech, Martin Luther King Jr. I have a dream.
Very touching words there indeed. And I think, you know, we have lived to see the dream that he was talking about. We saw America appoint his first black president right here, you know, during our lifetime. Kune avo vari pachirongwa chedu che VOA Live Talk. Tinokuchingamidza ipano pa Facebook page edu ye VOA Shona. Alois Mujingi, adapter. I'm watching you from Durban. Please, ndifonerei. Kennedy Zitsato, I'm watching you in Zim, Tetema, Vimurise, Aiwa, Tiri, Wadi, Wadi. Masha Musi, I'm watching you from Cape Town. Vanguenya, and I'm watching you from Bite Bridge. Over to you, Gibbs.
Yeah, so guys, we are kubaba uMichael Ndweni. Sizu uti, yenubona njani vele okwenzakala ikonoku eZimbabwe. Ikakuli nga sikangela uMartin Luther King Jr. So ke baba Ndweni, siyabona ukuthi kule bantwana benjube akade betshengisela lamhlanje emgwaqweni. Kuna ngapho siyakwazi ukuthi uMartin Luther King Jr. wayekhuthaza ke ukuthi abantu batshengisele ngokuthula, bangahlukuluzwa into ezinjalo. Njalo sakhe sibone eZimbabwe abantu bangatshengisela. Siyakhumbula unyakenye abantu badutshulwe, kuzobuya futhi nyakomunye ngoba lokufanayo abantu badutshula emgwaqweni. Kambe ukuthi khona ukudutshulwa kwabantu kutshoni xa sukhangela izenzo zikaMartin Luther King Jr.?
I think okokuqala azi kule nto engani yangimangalisa ukuthi isohlakalo esizayo namhla enjube siqondane phose ngqo ngelanga lokuzalwa kukaMartin Luther King. Angazi whether coincident ukuthi mhlaka 25 days after izinto kwenzakala into enje ngikhangele futhi inyaka enye kwenzakele ama-protest ayenzakele mhlaka 14 angazi ukuthi kuthoni khonokho kuzamele ukuthi abantu abastuda ama-science and language bake basichazisele ukuthi kuthoni khona lokho kodwa kutshengisela ukuthi indaba yakhona ngibona kwami engxenye yi-spiritual kodwa-ke nxa ngikhangele lapha eZimbabwe nginakani ukuthi ilizwe encinyane alikazwisisi ukuthi isizalwane seZimbabwe silelungelo lokuthi likhulume sikhulume nxa singelinto esavelani layo ngibona ngani esibone kusenzakala abantu bechawa bebhijulwa kusenzakalani into ezinjengazinezo umnyaka owelasitile umnyaka ophele ngo-2018 ngibona ngani asikazwisisi kahle ngelungelo asikakhuli xa ngingatsho kumbuso wentando kaZulu ukuthi abantu ikhona ingxenye kwezentando kombuso wentando kaZulu ukuthi abantu bavunyelwe ukuthi bapikitshe batshengisele ukuthi uhulumende into ezenzayo abazwani lazo kumbe into ezenzayo ziyabahlukumeza zihlube zilingelo labo so ilizwe lisale kakhulu lisacilisise lincane kumele likhulise lincedise angazi ukuthi kanjani kodwa-ke kutshengisela sile kabanzi ukuthi asikakhuli kumbuso wentando kaZulu.
Mhm. So just less than a minute. Pho ngothi cha khona hamba ngesikhiwo.
For me what is happening when we look at Martin Luther King legacy in the look at Zimbabwe for me it tells us that the country is still to mature into a full democracy. We see people being shot at or being brutally beaten. It shows that we have not embraced one of the basic tenets of democracy, where people are allowed or should be allowed to express their feelings about what the government is doing. Should it be excesses or should be things that affect their socio-economic and social rights? So Zimbabwe is not grown. It needs to be helped to transform it into a fully fledged democracy that respects the right to life, that respects the sanctity to life, and we haven't got there as a country because the events over the last 2 years are very instructive in terms of where we are as a country. And also we need to understand, for those who study semiology, the meaning of the occurrences of the events of last year, January 14, a few days before the death of, or a day before the death of Martin Luther King. And this year, a few days after also his birthday, we are seeing more or less a protest being led by school-going kids. I mean, something starting there. We need to understand the meaning of all these actions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, and stay on the line.
Hello, caller.
You're welcome.
Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, tukutora nani uye zve muri kupi?
Ya, ndinobeti.
Hey, tukutora nemi muri kupi?
Kuonde vhare.
Kwakadiko kuonde vhare uko?
Ha, kuonde vhare kuri nani mvura chete.
Kuri kunaya?
Ha, kuri kunaya chete.
Saka makadyara chii?
Ha, takazvara zvose mabanana, chibage, everything zviriko.
Aiwa, zvinonakidza izvi. Muri kunzwa iri mugango nhasi.
Ya iri mugango tiri kunzwa.
Taurai tinzwi.
Ya murume uyu wakaita basa zvikuru pakuwira kwedzodzo wanhu vanhu vatema muamerica. Zvekuti zvinhu zvakabatsirawo kuti vamwe vedu vaendawo kuamerica vachibata mabasa avo emaoko zvisingatarisi kuzvi uri munhu mutema anobva kuafrica. Saka zvinhu zvatingoshuva kuti zvese muafricans tikaitawo kodzero dzevanhu vese kuti takandofanana nyika yetu muafrica inoendera mberi kusanganisira muzimbabwe tikasarudzana kuti une ganda yachena shipa totengera pamwe zviri zvombo zvakanaka.
Imi munofunga kuti Zimbabwe ingadzidzei pane zvatakaona zvichiitika imo muno muamerica? Takatarisa nyaya yekuratidzira, tinoona mangwana bato reMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa iri kutarisira kunge iri kuteerera kubva kune mutungamiri wavo vaChamisa vawana mvumo kubva kumapurisa. Aiwa, ichokwadi ichocho wanzvadzi. Saka mino kana mune mangu mazwi ekutaura nekuti nhasi maitawo lucky ndimabva maita first caller wedu.
Ndinondoti vano muZimbabwe kodzero dzedu tinofanira kuramba tichizvihwira nekubatana nekuti zvinhu zvose kune isu vano isu pacho zvedu panguva inoyi itori kodzero yedu yatinoona nekusvika patiri panapa. Saka tinofanira kuramba tichizvihwira kuti izvosvikepa tichende kuti ya takukwanisa kuzviitira zvinhu zvedu hatisina kudirisirana pakati nekushanda.
Aiwa, tinokutenda iyi hanzvadzi, muve nezuva rakanaka kwamuri kuHonde Valley uko. Musanete nekufona kana madhumba aibva mozotitumirawo kuno kuAmerica.
Munoya muchitora anenge ariko.
Aiwa, tinokutenda izvaizvo.
Okay, thank you.
We've got Isaiah Chiwaya. He is on Studio 7. That is VO Studio 7 page. That is the English page. He's saying, I'm listening to you guys. I'm in Pretoria. Thank you so much for the program. Then I've got Teliweng Mkwena, who's saying, I'm watching from Haveron. Elton Madiri says, I'm in Bela Bela. I don't know where Bela Bela is there. I'm watching you from Cape Town, according to Fungai Tube. Then I've got Mosapiri, who says, I'm very much touched by the video of MLK. I have a dream. So this video is touching some people there. Then Lyson says, Botswana in Haveron. And then James Mambo says, I'm in Johannesburg. We are really interested in your show. Thank you so much, James there, Lyson and James. So, Sibuyele Kubaba Undiweni. Mr. Ndiweni, so when looking at the constitution of Zimbabwe, it actually gives people permission to actually protest. But then we've got another law that almost takes away that freedom. So at the end of the day, if ever you use the Martin Luther King strategy of non-violence, can you manage to do anything in Zim? I'm not saying go for violence.
I think it's possible. We saw today Abantwana, the kids at Njube High School protesting. For me, it's still possible. But I think what people don't have control over is the reaction from the state. And how the state will react. But I think people can still do those actions as provided for by the Constitution, since it states that peacefully. If it's peaceful indeed, I believe the state should it mature into a democracy, it should be able to allow people to do that. But like I said, my thinking is that we are still, calling to be a democracy based on the events that have occurred. And to the time where people freely, demonstrated, provided by Section 57 of the Constitution, then we will say that the country is matured. So for me, I still possible, but that we don't have control over is how the response will be. And the state has to attend, then demonstrate that it has matured into a democracy. And then people will be convinced that Zimbabwe indeed is a democracy.
So let's go to, stay on the line there, let's go to Mr. Ncube oseCingweni. Baba Ncube, ungawutshona njani?
Sitshonile tshona njani, baba?
Siyaphila Ncube, ibizo mbani Ncube?
Ngutasiziya, baba.
Ngutasiziya?
Tasiziya.
Oh yeah, akutsho baba Ncube ukuthi nxa sikhuluma ngoMartin Luther King Jr. kukhumbuzani sibili khona ngapha eZimbabwe?
Ya, ngiseZimbabwe lapha ngiseWarringham. Yeah, kodwa lokho kusikhumbuza ukuthi abantu hayi kwakufuze abantu babambane. Khathesi manje hayi akusela kubambana. Ngoba anti yabona ngingaqalisa nje ngokuthi yabona abantu bezane oPhilip Gawule lapho. Abakuboni ukuthi lokhu bebulala ilizwe besiya phambili. So uyabona amaNdebele ukuthi a support izano gakwazi ukuthi izano ekugcineni kwangkhona kuzaba kunjini izano yakhafula phela kayizayina yena kuthi ikhafula Jonathan ikhafula Jonathan bonke oJoseph Tumalapha laba siye babona nje abakwazi ukuthi kusasa yabo ingapi.
Ye, kodwa nxa sikhuluma ngokubhikitsha ukutshengisela emigwaqweni okulokuthula wena ubona ngazane eZimbabwe kuyenzakala yini ukuthi wena ukhonapho uncube endaweni yakho iWaringham khonapho uthatha abanye bakho lingene emigwaqweni litshengisele ngokuthula lingakwenza yini khona kuncube?
Asikwenzi ngokuthina singakwenza ngokuthula kodwa emthethweni imithetho uyabe ungasivumeli ukuthi sikwenze. Napho abantwana besikolo bayakhala kathesi abantwana besikolo sebezele abantu amatisha ahamba ezihlalele enodeinmuro babethina siyahola izimali zethu kodwa thina esikhupha abazali abakhupha abantwana besikolo sikhupha imali zethu sisisa esikolo siyabhadalela abantwana abantwana bethone besiyatheleliswa ama-flowers ku-right khonoko yini na
hayi lokho ngani kunzima ye so ke siyabonga kakhulu phose lokugcina 10 seconds khonapho ube susihambela mntu
mdala mina ngingacela sini ukuthi yazi ngahlala lingikhuthi lingithintile ecingweni khe ngikhulume kula mabala engiwafunayo amakhulu kakhulu engifuze ngiwathinte.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke ungadina kusasencube.
Yebo. Tine munyarikani wedu wekutanga varuzvidzo pindai muchirongwa atinzwe taura henyu bato ramakamirira nebato renyu uyezve kuti muri kupi.
Hongu ini ndine zvidzairo zvidzo ndiri kucolumbus Ohio muno muusa ndiri nhengo yembc nekutsamirirwa navanelson chamisa
mungatitsanangurira kuti zuva irori remlk day rakakosha sei kunemi munoita zvematongerwo enyika titarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu pari zvino
zuva iri rakakosha zvikuru kunesu especially vechitema nokuti vakuru vedu vamartin luther king mumwe akafaita very hard for marights evanhu vechitema muno muamerica saka as you know kuti mahuman rights atoti mahuman rights marights anove kodzero yemunhu wese whether mutema muchena muchinese muchi marights anongokodzera kuti munhu ange ave nawo kana ari mupenyu. It's like, for example, the right to shelter. He must have a roof above his head. But takazotari samanje kodzero dzakaita saidzodzo hadzisikuwanikwa mune dzimwe nyika, hadzisikuwanikwa mune vamwe vanhu. Good example is Zimbabwe. Pakanzanzi kwazoita muramba tsvina paipai vanhu vakanyimwa kodzero yavo yekuti vange vaine shelter above their head because dzimba dzavo dzakapaswa pasina alternative yekuti vachagara pai vanhu avo. They didn't even care. Vangotirikidza tiite kuti vanhu avo vashaye shelter. Saka zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo ndozvatichiti vanhu vakaita sana Martin Luther King ndo kodzero dzavairwira idzodzo kuti dai munhu wese awana kodzero yakafanana nemumwe wese whether black, white or whatever.
Aiwa batai makadaro tine mumwe muteereri wedu ari pano batai enyu makadaro vari zvidzo. Hallo caller. Mukoma George muripo here?
Hallo.
Hey, tiri kutaura nemi muri kupi?
Ini ndiri kubheira kuMozambique.
Kwakadiko kubheira kuMozambique uko?
Kurait zvako bhatarisa kurumboona.
Taurai tinzwe pfungwa dzenyu.
Ini ndinovazvera rizvara rakakosha chaizvo not only kumaamericans but nekuti nyaya yekodzero dzevanhu inyaya yakakosha chaizvo, inyaya yekuti inokodzerwa noti kuti uri weganda ripi, une ganda dema here, une ganda chena here bati simunda anonga aninga chimorarama unofana kuno unekodzero dzekurarama bati avafani kuzokusaruka sarudzana sarudzana saka ndona senge izwa rakakusha chaizvo pasi rose.
Aiwa, mashoko makuru sachaizvo asi foni yenyu manjamino zvairi kuita bhati tinotenda mukoma kwamuri ikoko hamene kana muine mamwe mazwi ekupedzisira amungade kutaura mazwi apa amunonyatsobata pane zvakataurwa navaking anokupai halo foni yenyu haisi kunyatsonzwika zvakanaka bhati mukupedzisira mazwi api amunobata pane zvaitaurwa navaking.
Right, mazwi ekuti I have a dream ekuti vanga vane dream ekuti one day zvinhu zvinoshanduka zvichizove zvinhu zvakanaka kuve nehope hope ikavepo munhu anoramba aripo.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Yeah, maita basi.
Regai timboverenga zviri pano paFacebook page yedu yeShona. Fadzai Dube ari kuti I'm watching you. Gibbs, I think you can take over.
Yes, we've got our third guest, and that is Mr. Joseph Chuma of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Mr. Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you, good people?
Very good. And you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yes, Mr. Chuma is a central committee member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. He's a former Pelandaba Mpopoma member of parliament. So we are talking about the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. Here in America, it is Martin King Jr. Day. So now tell us a bit about Martin Luther King Jr., the impact of him on you as an individual and maybe the ruling ZANU-PF party as well in terms of staging peaceful protests and other issues. Just briefly, Mr. Chuma.
Well, the crux of the whole matter with Martin Luther King Jr. is basically on the realization of what we can now call a self-actualization as a human being, as a person.
Mm-hmm.
We know that by then there was so much oppression, especially on the black folks, the colored folks were not treated as equals to the whites, and Martin Luther was one of those many Negroes, the Africans who decided to stand up against that discrimination, whether for land, whether for voting, whether for any other thing. And to me, definitely it is a day to remember. It's a day to commemorate because we're talking of somebody who sacrificed. It might not have been fashionable to do so at that time, because you'd have met the full rest of the white supremacists who might decide to even murder you. A lot of people actually lost their lives during those eras and continue to do so even now. Mm-hmm. So at least you then broke the new grounds to say we must stand up for ourselves. And all those things culminated to what we ended up having even here in Africa, Zimbabwe included, where we ended up also standing up, and our fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters ended up going to towards the war of liberation, the Chimurenga, to then free us from the same kind of discrimination that we were facing here in Zimbabwe, where you probably have, I remember in Bulawayo, there were some strips that you could not use as black people, and it was definitely a taboo to drink clear beer. We were condemned to the or rather the oppressed beer which we bring for ourselves in the location and at our rural homes.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely it's a great day to remember, and we should all honor such efforts of people that have done that. We have had our own Martin Luther here in Africa. If you talk of people like Julius Nyerere, our former President Mugabe, the Mandelas, Oliver Tambo, the Sesulu, and a lot of other people, like Matongo Gara, Joseph Ziapapa Moyo, who follow suit. And so, definitely, I wish we could also have days for these icons that we have here as well as Africans, because they also then played their own role.
But then,
in a bigger way, I think.
Yes, but then when we look at Zimbabwe and certain African countries, protesting, or let me say peaceful protests, are sort of like outlawed. You know, if you look at Zimbabwe, for example, some people were gunned down in 2018 and 2019 by state security agents. So now Martin Luther King was always advocating for peace, peaceful protests. So why is it that maybe Zimbabwe is too intolerant to such occurrences?
It is not correct and true to say that Zimbabwe is not tolerant to peaceful demonstrations. Zimbabwe, the government, definitely knows that it's something that is enshrined in the constitution of the country, and therefore it's something that should be allowed to be done by any citizen of our country. So now we have a problem here again, that we then don't stick to the details of what we would have probably said we want to do. For example, the issue that you mentioned about people being gunned down. You must remember that in the French instance, there was no soldier who was on the street. There was no policeman who was on the street. But they came because the people that they said they wanted to demonstrate peacefully decided to start looting and burning down shops and vehicles, and the policeman was killed for that matter here in Bulawayo in Tumbani. And a lot of people lost their properties, and some were injured and stuff like that, until the police tried to come in. And when the police tried to come in to quell the situation, they were overpowered because these people were so strategic about their attacks and operations. They were sort of doing operations like systematically from different corners of the town, and the police were definitely overwhelmed. And you must remember, it was that time when the police were still trying to come back from, I can't remember what was the occasion, when the police were not around, per se, all of them on duty. I think it was coming from the 60s season or something like that. And so now, there was now a need to contain the situation so that it doesn't degenerate into a worse situation, like probably a civil strife or a civil war. That is why then the soldiers came into the picture. So you see, Martin Luther King would go onto the streets and peacefully do his stuff without provoking anybody, without also, you must remember, while you are carrying out that freedom to demonstrate, I must have my own freedom not to demonstrate if I don't want to. I must have my freedom to go into town if I want to go into town. And now you take a tire and burn them on the road and block the road. It means you're not infringing my right as well to do what I want to do, because it does not necessarily follow that I might have the same mind with you to also demonstrate or not to want to go to work. I might want to go to work. Let me be free to do that. So Martin Luther King did that properly without infringing on the next person's right. Now what we have here, especially in Zimbabwe, is we've got rogue elements that will then come in and start burning things, they start looting shops. I can tell you most of the shops that were burned down, especially in our location here, belonging to pensioners, people who are now saying that I've retired and this is what is going to be taking care of me until I probably meet my maker. And now that person's building has been this. What next for that person? That person is probably the government. They're not the PF. They're not any. They're just simple retired pensioners who are acquired the property to say if
you take care of
at that later stage.
Thank you.
I think Tina will have a reply. Alokola. Come on, my head. Come on, my head.
In both cases, if you are in Zimbabwe right now, or if you are in Harare or Bulawayo or wherever you are, in most cases, we have noticed that it is the police who provoke the situation. Because there are thousands of equities or Vachamisa, Vakatunga Mirame demonstration, Vakafamba Nevanu, Vakuna 40 Street. I think those days are probably in that Concord here. Apana kana incident yakaitika yakaita kuti kunzi kune violence yaiti. Asi tikazotarisa zvinoita mapurisa zvekuti vanhu vakati vane demonstration mapurisa voenda vaine tear gas votanga kungomwaya kuvanhu
vanhu pakutiza paipai vabva vanenge vaakutiza vamwe vachipinda kudzimotokari vamwe vachiita sei saka vanhu vachava vari kuti rogue people vaivai ndo pavanotora advantage vaakupwanya dzimotokari vakuita sei but in most cases is the police who provoke that situation peaceful demonstration inonyatsoitwa mapurisa vachibatsira kuescota vanhu ivavo hapana kana problem inoiti but what we have noticed is the police who don't want those peaceful demonstrations to happen kazhinji unokonzwa achinzi hatina manpower hatina manpower asi kana iri zani iri kuda kuita demonstration manpower inowanikwa chikonzero chii
vachuma
vanhu vemdc vari kunyimwa kodzero yavo haisi hatizoitarisa semarights ari under un ekudemonstrata but it's a constitutional right for members of Zimbabwe to demonstrate against even that government zvamuri kuita hatizvide in a peaceful way hatiotari chakaita but mapurisa ndio anotoprovoka situation kuti vanhu vazopedzisira vaakumhanya mutaundi mumwe itega sirenge ramwayiwa vamwe vachipfurwa nepfuti iye munhu haasina chaakabata wozika apfurwe nepfuti wai
Saka imimi mangwana tinoona kuti pakarongwa urongwa navachamisa munoona uchibudirira zvakanaka here mangwana
urongwa ihwohwo hunobudirira kana mapurisa akavepo ari evanhu vese vemdc vezano vechi mapurisa ngaangoenda anoona kuti zvii zviri kuitika anenge auya neshamu mupurisa ane kodzero yekuti wobvisa shamu yako kana kubvisa munhu iyeye kwete kubva kuti hatichada kuti dzingiyo iitwe nekuti vanhu vezano vauya neshamu kuzorova vanhu vemdc ngavabvise vanhu ivo the police must have that right yekuti pave nepeaceful speech pasaite noise but it seems mapurisa anotoya nechamboko chavo vachirova vanhu
Please hold on, Mr. Rujitsu. I would like you to come back and say exactly what you said in English when we take our next caller.
Yes, lo baba usubasa chuma. Baba chuma, uchona njani?
Hai chonile baba, uchona njani?
Hai chonile sibili, asikhulume ke ngodaba lo lwa Martin Luther King Jr. Why kutaza ukuthi abantu bajengisele ngokuthula. Siyabona abantwana benjube bake bajengisela namhlanje. Ngonazani okwakufisa uMartin Luther King kwenziwe yini? Kwenziwe yini khona ngale enjube? Kumbe lezi indawo eZimbabwe kungenziwa yini?
Ya mbona ngani kubo emazweni la ngani kubo America ngani mbona kwenziwa. Lapha sina problem yabantu bezani. Abantu laba vele ngabakwazi ama-rights abantu kumangala lo uthuma lo weli kwekhuluma. Angazi uthina lo muntu uthatha ngaphi into zonke zezi azikhulumayo. Ngoba ngangikhangelela fana ekhuluma ngama-shops ayethiswa yibo bangenelela izinto zonke zelezi bebulala izinto. Kwakuya ama-rights abawayenzakala yena petizeni lezimbabwe lapha. Kwakuhlonitshwa lungelo labantu ngenxa yezanu yena leyi labantu bayo. Yibo abaphambanisa into eziningi. Lokuzekamathini kuthi avele kabayekabakhangele amanye amalungelo abantu. Abantu bayaqanilwa ezitridini bezikhambele abantu bayatshaywa bayezwani. Akukwazi ukuthi yena kuthatha ngaphi kona kwakukhulumayo. Kumbe uhlala ngaphi, kumbe uhlala phandle kwelizwe, kumbe uhlala ngaphi uchuma. Akukwazi ukuthi usuka kulithi ilizwe lomuntu lo. Or ukukhuluma ngento eziye azibona isegcekeni, into ezingahloniphekiyo. For example, iMalawi. IMalawi yabantu sinamalanga ithengisela. Kakulula muntu odutshuliweyo, kakula muntu obulekweyo. Abantu bathengisela ngendlela. Sekumele kuyenziwe ngayo ukhulunywa nguMartin Luther yikho kuyenziwa iMalawi. IMalawi isitekela example enhle kakhulu kathesi akuna mntu obhithuliweyo kodwa lapho kwakukuhamba nje wathi kokudityhulwa abantu betyengisela kuhle bezithulile bangenela abantu babulawe bangenela abantu batshayo bangenela abantu bayenziweni esitizini angazi ukuthi yena ukhuluma kukuphi bengazange bashizela shopu bengazange bayenzela lutho abantu bayangenelwa babulawe bayenziweni batshayo baqanyilwa sinezilimi eziningi lapha kuthi kuwukanyulwa itshaywa ilungelo umuntu aliyikhona apha elizweni leli
yeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyey Yeah, just briefly, Mr. Michael Ndiweni, just briefly, as a person who is independent of all these political spheres. So now we are hearing all these sides, you know, people saying whatever they want. But what's your view of Zimbabwe in the context of, you know, the Martin Luther King legacy?
Zimbabwe is still, I think, a long way to get to a place where citizens can fully express themselves, can fully demonstrate as provided for by the Constitution. I wonder why why we're still that far when we have a constitution that clearly stipulates those provisions. So I believe that it's an issue of attitude change. It's an issue of the political will. And I am not sure what exactly should be done to get the political will for people to respect the constitution in letter and spirit. But I believe that the continuous push to the country that matures into a democracy, that respects the fundamental human rights, that respects the sanctity of life. Perhaps someday, I have a dream too, that someday we will get there as a country. Martin Luther King had a dream that one day blacks will be free, one day blacks will be respected, one day blacks will be treated as human. I also believe that I have a dream that this country one day will get there. But what is the key? That we continue standing up and speaking out, because it is our right to do so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the just what, less than a minute, kulume ngidrimi yakho leyo iphupho lakho mfowethu.
Ye, ngithi mina ngile phupho lokuthi phambilini kuzaze kulunge nxa silake sikhuluma singathuli, ngoba kulilungelo lethu ukuthi sikhulume. UMartin Luther King wakukhuluma ukuthi ule phupho lokuthi ngelinye ilanga umuntu omnyama uzosuka uzakuhlonitshwa, uzokuma laphana abe ngumuntu alingane nomuntu omhlophe. Namhlanje sibonile umuntu omnyama ekhokhela khonale kwele America, ngoba omunye wayephuphile lathi siyaphupha ukuthi ngelinye ilanga iZimbabwe izakukhula yemukele umbuso wentando kaZulu, itshengisele ngezenzo nothi ngokukhuluma. Siza kubona kusenzakala nxa siloke sima sikhuluma sithi hhayi sizaziqondiswe ngesisekelo sombuso esimumethe ilungelo lethu elisivumelayo ukuthi sisenze ezinye izinto, sibonakale sikhulume sizi-expresse ngokunjalo ngokunjalo. Lami ngilesikholela ukuthi kuzayenzakala eZimbabwe, and ngilethemba ukuthi kuzayenzakala, maybe not my lifetime, but at some point if the country lizitshela ukuthi ifuna ukukhula libe ngumbuso wentando kaZulu, kuzofika lapho.
Yes, marvelous.
I think I'll go back to Mr. Rojizo before we take our caller, Donald, just to, I said we're going to give you an opportunity to tell us in English, what is your dream as the opposition? When we look at what Martin Luther King did here and why he's been commemorated, what is your dream as the opposition?
Thank you very much. My dream, when Martin Luther King was saying his dream, was about equal rights for all people without race, color, or what. But my dream is I would want Zimbabwe to have rights for everyone, whether he's an MDC or he's a ZANU-PF or he's a white person or whatever. Every Zimbabwean must have the same right, the right to live, the right to have shelter, the right to demonstrate. That constitutional right must be there for every Zimbabwean, whether you are MDC or not. I know members of MDC that denied that right to demonstrate. Mm-hmm. It's up to the government to make sure that they allow every Zimbabwean. Because it's not government for ZANU-PF. It must be government for every Zimbabwean. So my dream is that I would want every Zimbabwean to have the same right. The ground must be leveled so that everyone must be seen as equal.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Tuenda kuna mkoma Donald Mambo, matino kuchinga miza itipe ufungwa zenyu.
Kuma vela kuna mkoma jid.
Moti ga, nukutipane wangu wakamira, nasipano paru kupisa.
Ya ndangu tenda angu kungoti mabasa kaitwa na Martin Luther King. Noma una tinoma tarisa tinokuma pemberi ane zvari na nasi. Zvara kana tinokoshesa chaizvo. Asi tikati kuti kuno ku Africa kana kuti ku Zimbabwe kwedu kwatinobva. Ah zvino neza zvavatangira ndo zvakamboita vakambozvita kwenguva refu vakamboda kumira zvaitwa na Martin Luther King.
Mhm.
Ndo vanikangofananidza zvakaita vatangira vakagwira tanduko vachigwirawo kuti vana veZimbabwe vaonewo marait avo. Ino zvitenda zvavakaita izvozvo kusvika pavakazosvikawo pakutogwa naMwari, vakasiyawo vachamita vachidhichira, vachitungamira. Ndo hondo yandingangoti ndo yakagwirwa iyoyo, nokuti ihondo inonetsa mukatarisa kana kunoku 1976 mayuta akazviita kuSoweto pakazogume pakurwa naHitler Peterson.
Mhm.
Tinoona kuti ndo hondo yacho inonetsa kuAfrica. nokuti bose tinoona sokuti unosangana nemachallenges akasiyana siyana ekurohwa kugwane kuti ndezvinongoitika izvo saka kuno kuAfrica zvingatinetsei kana dream yava Martin Luther King ndoidhengo ndo yava dream yavatsvangira iyi kuti vana vezimbabwe vagarike asi tinoona kuti nekuita zvino zvichiri kunoita tete mavhelasi
chiroaaibasa
rakawanda nevana vembc
iwe saDonald Mamboma, what is your dream? Chii chaunoti iwewe ndo zvandiri kurota kuti Zimbabwe inge yakaita?
Ini hangu zviro zviroto zvangu ndezvekutiwo nyika yedu izonge yakanaka mangwana. Zvinoi kuti wakadzidza usikapapika kuti wakadii, nokuti tikatisa kare nyika yedu yange yakangonaka, yakanakira munhu wose akadzidza asina. Ndozviroto zvangu zvokungotiwo nyika igarike, kwete zvokuti nyika ino vana vanotiza munyika mavo vachinopotera kune dzimwe nyika, hazvinakidzi. Tikatiana sekuru vedu kare vaingova vanhu vaitova nezvinhu zvavasi hatinombovawo madhigiri avanga vanawo, asi taingoona vachikwanisa kuitawo zvinhu zvavo vachirarama nyika yakanaka, achipita kumadhorobheni vachitoona kutazimbabwe mataundi. Asi ko zvinhu zvakunetsa izvo ndo chishuviro changu ichocho chokuti mwana wezimbabwe ave nekodzero, kwete zvokuti vashoma vanovya ndo vanenge vane varefa nezvigumwe zvirefu.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu.
Tombonzwa kubva kuna mukoma
nguva
iri kuLimpopo.
Oh, okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, nguva yadyanana manje mukoma Donald, rigatipe vamwe chance. I think vachuma toda kumbonzwawo kwamuri kuti imi se makazvimirira uye makamirira bato renyu reZANU-PF. What is your dream? Tichitenderera pa theme yatinayo nhasi yekwa Martin Luther King.
Inini my dream, I dream every day, and I dream of a Zimbabwe that will be full of men and women of patriotic orientation. I dream of a Zimbabwe which will have all its children rallying behind it and putting it first before any other thing. I dream of a Zimbabwe which will disengage from the political gear and engage on the developmental gear so that tibudirire senyika. Nekuti karamba tichingodlepana hapana kwatosvika. I dream of a Zimbabwe which will have an opposition that is patriotic first and foremost, and majorly that will think about the people that it leads all the time. I dream of a Zimbabwe which will have a ruling party that will think about its people all the time and put them first. I dream of a Zimbabwe that will make everything equal for everyone without fear or favor, no insulting intuition. I dream of a Zimbabwe that will have everyone achitipamberi neZimbabwe pasi nevanhu vasingariti Zimbabwe ibudirire chete chete.
Gibbs.
Ye baba Chuma, sicela ufake ngesintu ke khona kwakati ukuthoke amafushane ukuthi wena iphupho ongabulalo yiliphi njengoba sikuzweke ubaba uNdiweni. Sithi lawule phupho lakhe elihle kakhulu. Siyakunika 30 seconds bese ngibuya ke ubaba uRuzito la khuluma kunye. So sicela uphonge ukuthi hlahlahlafu ngamafutshane khona.
Ye, mina ngile phupho lami elihle, ngihlala ngiphupha ngeZimbabwe ezaba lamadoda labomama abaqakathekisa iZimbabwe, abafaka iZimbabwe kuqala. Ngiphupha iZimbabwe ezaba lamabandla afaka iZimbabwe kuqala, bithi noma bebe ibandla eliphikisayo lifake iZimbabwe kuqala, ama ibandla elimisayo lifake iZimbabwe kuqala. Ngiphupha iZimbabwe ezaba labantu abazakwanisa ukudlelana bonke, wenza basuke emabandleni atshiyeneyo, wenza babazindima ezitshiyeneyo. Mina James, ngiphupha iZimbabwe ezabakwazi ukubana asimelanga sihlale siloku sisebenze politiki kuphela. Ezepolitiki kumele zithi zingabuya zidlule i-election ingaphela, siye singene kwezentuthuko ezithi sithuthuke sonke, ngoba ukuthuthuka kufuna umuntu wonke. Yiyo amaphupho ami engilawo.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu.
Sizafika khonapho, hawu kuza sihambele.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Juma, ungathinelwa kusasa mntu omdala. Sibona ngazani ke isikhathi sethu sesidliwe ngumangoye. Sorry, we're out of time, and I think we have to leave it here for today. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Michael Ndiweni, an independent political commentator, Mr. Zwizai Ruzito of the MTC led by Nelson Chamisa, and Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Signing off is Gibbs Chuba in Washington, D.C., saying let's meet again next time. Bye-bye.
And I'm Marvelous Mplanganya, who is saying let's meet on Let's Talk Tomorrow. You have a very good evening and happy MLK Day to everybody.